Random House Audio presents The Bat by Joe Nesbø. Translated from the Norwegian by Don Bartlett. Read for you by John Lee. This recording is dedicated to the memory of Robin Sachs, who passed away suddenly in February 2013. Dear friend and beloved narrator. Waller. 1. Sydney. Something was wrong. At first, the female passport official had beamed. "How are you, mate?" "I'm fine," Harry Hole had lied. It was more than 30 hours since he had taken off from Oslo via London, and after the change of planes in Bahrain, he had sat in the same bloody seat by the emergency exit. For security reasons, it could only be tipped back a little, and his lumbar region had almost crumbled by the time they reached Singapore. And now the woman behind the counter was no longer smiling. She had scrutinized his passport with conspicuous interest. Whether it was the photograph or his name that had initially put her in such a cheery mood was hard to say. Business? Harry Hole had a suspicion that passport officials in most places in the world would have added a sir, but he had read that this type of formal pleasantry wasn't especially widespread in Australia. It didn't really matter. Harry wasn't particularly accustomed to foreign travel or snobbish. All he wanted was a hotel room and a bed as quickly as possible. "Yes," he had replied, drumming his fingers on the counter. And that was when her lips had pursed, turned ugly and articulated with a pointed tone, "Why isn't there a visa in your passport, sir?" His heart sank, as it invariably did when there was a hint of a catastrophe in the offing. Perhaps "sir" was used only when situations became critical. "Sorry, I forgot," Harry mumbled, searching feverishly through his...